folks, we're in the home stretch now. Here's the last precinct on FEM. Total ballots cast there were 161 Republican and 54 Democratic ballots.
That was Jim Steele, the man who has been the voice of elections in Howard County for 12 years.
Okay, looking further, the Eastern District Commissioner, Republican, Dean Femler with 42 votes, Jeff Stockhorst with 69, and Blake Sprime with 29. Again, this is the Eastern District Republican Party.
Steele has been carrying on a centuries-long tradition of standing in front of the courthouse in Fayette and reading off the election results to a crowd.
But even before statehood, which would, of course, been before 1821, it was a tradition here in Howard County to have usually an auctioneer, someone with a booming voice, would stand out in the courthouse and read the election results. And large crowds would gather because that's about the only way they could get the news.
Steele reads the results as they come in precinct by precinct before reading the totals when all votes are in. At the end of Tuesday's election, Steele stepped aside to let Kern County Clerk Shelley Howell say a few words.
I predicted a 65% turnout. We were just shy of that. The Western District did turn out to be the big race like I thought it would be. So I want to say congratulations to all the winners. I'm going to say it was a good race ran by all. And for the winners, you got a long way to go to November. Good luck.
Not only does the crowd show up for a live election results, but it becomes something of a social gathering. Steele says that the crowd size can fluctuate depending on who or what is on the ballot, but that doesn't stop the community from showing up for our tradition.
And oftentimes, particularly in the general election, the candidates will be there and we'll come up and congratulate them and give them a chance to have a few words. People gather out there and sometimes they bring snacks and beverages, and it's kind of a social occasion.
Steele has been the election crier since 2008. Before this, he had a background of working in media. He studied radio and broadcast at the Missouri School of Journalism and was the owner, editor, and publisher of the Fayette Advertiser and Democrat Leader for over a decade. His broadcast background is what ended up landing him his current role.
I was asked to by our former county clerk, Catherine Harper. She and I had been friends. She knew I had been, of course, in radio, but I oftentimes have been the MC for various things around here, including the Festival of the Arts and things like that. So it just seemed like something to do.
Crying out election results is only a portion of how Steele spends his time. Since he's been in retirement, he's taken up more historian work as a way to stay active in the community. For him, Election Day is only a sliver of Howard County's rich history that there is to appreciate.
I'm now retired and mostly involved in historical work. We have a book that came out on our sesquicentennial in 2016, and it's the Howard County history. I edited that, and I'm president of the Boone's Lick Historical Society, so I do try to stay busy in retirement.
For KMZU, I'm Taya White.